Hello, you're listening to Health Check from the BBC. I'm Claudia Hammond. Today we're looking at the checklist that makes surgery safer. Is it as simple as it seems? And why parents should think twice before leaving their young children locked in a car in hot weather. Every year, a number of children die locked in cars. In the United States, for instance, 28 children have been accidentally killed in this way just this year. If temperatures are very high, a child can die in a hot car in just 10 minutes. Now a new campaign in the United Arab Emirates is trying to warn parents of the problem. For Health Check, Malik Harb has been investigating why it happens.
It's another hot one right across the UAE. Highs all the way up into the late 40s, 46, 47 degrees in places. And that's the way it looks set for the weekend. The advice is to use plenty of sunscreen. The summer is well and truly here.
Too many parents are unaware of just how dangerous the summer heat is here in the United Arab Emirates. Each year, a number of children die from being left in cars. The latest compiled figures from 2010 show that Dubai Police Rescue Department received 85 calls about children stuck in cars that year alone. That's almost one every 4 days. What many are unaware of is that 10 minutes in a locked car is enough to kill or cause permanent disability. The dangers of heat are so serious that a campaign is now using imaginative ways to get the message across by baking cookies in cars. So I decided to put it to the test. I've just prepared the cookie dough and I'm now putting the tray on the dashboard in my car with a thermometer next to it. That way I can monitor the temperature from outside the car. So it's 1 p.m. and 10 minutes ago when I parked my car in the sun, it was 45 degrees, but now it's gone up to 55. It's now 3.5 hours later and the cookies are fully baked. My car turned into a virtual oven. The highest temperature I recorded inside the car was 75 degrees.
Most of us have experienced just how hot it can actually feel in the car. The number of times that we've got back in, gone to turn the steering wheel and can barely touch it, or we've gone to touch the gear lever or even a can of drink left in the car, and it's too hot to hold. So if you find you can't touch the surface in your car, then it's likely to be over 70 degrees.
Jason Sims is from Car Baked Cookies. The campaign's goal is to remind parents not to leave their children in the car. Temperatures in a parked vehicle can increase by 19 degrees in 10 minutes and 30 degrees in less than an hour. This means that temperatures inside a car here could reach 80 degrees Celsius in the summer. And children are much less able than adults to cope with high temperatures and with the sudden rises.
Children has a higher metabolic rate, which means that they produce more energy and they produce more heat. And that's why children's body usually can warm up very quickly, as fast as 3 to 4 times compared to adults. They go dehydrated very quickly. That's one thing. The second is that the thermoregulatory system, which is the sweating, it's not well developed in children, so they don't sweat as much as the adults.
Dr. Huda Sadiq, specialist pediatrician at the American Hospital in Dubai, says a child who is lucky to survive may end up with heat stroke, which can lead to seizures, organ failure, or even being in a coma.
He may go into kidney failures and liver failures and brain injury. Any of these can happen because there is a damaging to the internal organs. The other thing is that dehydration state is causing more damage to the baby. Going to the circulatory failure because of the dehydration, that's what basically one of the reasons maybe it's killing at this stage anyway.
The extreme temperatures in the Gulf, coupled with the lifestyle in the UAE, increases the risks drastically. Around 1 million maids are employed in the Emirates, and it is normal to see children being looked after by maids. Some parents aren't around their children for many hours a day. The latest death happened in June of this year when a 3-year-old was left in the car and his family only realized he was missing 3 hours later. Last summer, in separate incidents, 3 very young children died after being unintentionally left in cars for a number of hours by their relatives. Despite dozens of incidents of unattended children in cars being reported to the police, only 1 or 2 cases actually make it to court in Dubai. Public prosecutor at Dubai's Family and Juvenile Court, Muhammad Ali Rustam, explains why prosecuting more parents is not necessarily the answer.
We should look at how responsible the parents are. We do take cases of negligence seriously. We have prosecuted parents for less severe acts because they were harming their child. We've taken a mom to court because she refused to give her child vaccinations. But each case is different. I think we should prosecute parents, but only if we can prove that their negligence led to severe harm.